Have you always known that you're on a soul path? And have you wondered how to gain real insight into the steps along your own unique journey? Welcome everyone, I'm Sarah Main, and thank you for joining me on Damayanti, the show for your soul. It's great to have you join me. Damayanti means deep peace and calm. Damayanti sheds a light for your soul through the gift of wisdom that shines in the beautiful and universal language of Sanskrit. Damayanti is the show that speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and enriches your soul. Welcome, everyone. Welcome along to the show. This is Damayanti, the show for your soul, with me, Sarah Main. And today I want to talk about the secret doorway to peace, strength, and harmony. That's right, the secret doorway to peace, strength, and harmony. And frankly, life can seem an endless roundabout, swinging from happiness to pain, light to dark, strength to joy, strength to fear. You know, it can be this real whirlwind of opposites. And the wise tell us, the wisdom traditions tell us and hold out this promise of another kind of life, of limitless freedom and joy. Doesn't always seem like that, but that's what the wisdom traditions are showing. They're holding out this promise. And today I want to sort of unpack this, and it's a simple and effective way to find the doorway to that world, that life that the wise are telling us about, this world of harmony, strength, and peace. So let's talk about finding the doorway to true peace. Finding the doorway to true peace. Who doesn't want that? So the problem is, let's just address this first. The problem is happiness, joy, love, and wisdom appear to be transient. Transient means they come and they go. They're impermanent. All right? They're not constant in our experience. That's our experience. The wisdom traditions, I can tell you, indicate that they are permanent. These are universal. Happiness is universal. Joy is universal. Love is universal. Wisdom is universal. But our experience of them appears to be transient, appears to come and go. So if we're honest with ourselves, the only constant in most people's lives is change, all right? And certainly I came from an educational background, and change was, it was just constant change of curriculum. Of course, the kids change, they're growing all the time, they're changing. And change is wonderful, but also where's the constants? Because if there's change, there's constants and constancy as well, because the world, our life, is made up of opposites, day, night, hot, cold, up, down. The world, as we know it, is made up of opposites. So if there's change, there must also be constancy. So we're all swinging from happiness to misery and back again. Great, okay. So from courage to fear, from light to dark, we swing from joy to sorrow, we experience strength, then we experience weakness. I mean, the list of opposites is quite literally endless and sometimes exhausting, but there it is, because we can also feel exhaustion and being fully energized at the same time. So this is obvious. It's, you know, it's ubiquitous. And many of us think that this is the inescapable human condition. We can't get away from it. However, let's go back to what the wise seem to tell us again and again. That unending joy, the limitless, the eternal experience of freedom is possible and ever available to anyone who wants it. So is this true? If it is, what do the wise say is the method of finding our way to the limitless? Finding the doorway back to this, I don't know, Garden of Eden. So there are many different ways to the limitless, as there are people. The paths are literally endless because it depends on the individual nature. Sure, there are some recognized sort of, characteristic paths, the one that's more contemplative, the one that's more devotional, the one that's more action orientated, that they're sort of recognized paths. And then there's also paths that combine all three. And these have been laid out by the wise, and this is for people's different natures. So if you're more devotionally, don't bother me about information, I just want to feel this, it's sort of more devotional nature, you can follow that. There are people who want to understand more, and that's not dry and intellectual, believe you me. There is a connection, a greater connection, but that's how they respond. And then there are people it's just action oriented. So I want to show you a path for those people who are attuned to the vibrational energy of the universe. All right. So this is the vibrational resonant energy of the universe. If we understand that everything is energy and resonance and vibration. So let's take the word peace. Peace and find out how to use it as a doorway to universal peace, strength, and harmony. So, peace, look it up in the dictionary, and the definition of peace is freedom from war and violence, especially when people live and work together happily. Okay, so that's the definition of peace, freedom from war and violence, especially when people live and work together happily without disagreements. Okay, peace. Okay, sure. I mean, does that actually help us find the doorway to universal peace, strength, and harmony? No, it doesn't. It satisfies a certain intellectual need to have some sort of definition, but it doesn't actually tell us what peace is, true peace, the meaning of true peace. So let's take a moment now. Just listen with an open heart and mind. Listen with both ears and let the chattering mind quieten. So just take a deep breath, fall still. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. So let the true meaning of peace be carried in your direct experience. So stay quiet and just listen again. Listen with both ears, with an open mind and an open heart, and just let the chattering mind quieten again. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. So, Shanti is the Sanskrit word for peace. And it's so much more than that, I can tell you. It carries the vibration, the very vibration of true peace. It carries the vibration of unity, of love, universal peace, calm, and freedom. It carries the vibration of the end of all cares. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. So the beauty of this is you can test this in your own experience. How good is that? Next time you're with colleagues or friends or family, and there's a sense of an apparent lack of peace, you feel a discord, you feel a tension. Use that word Shanti. You don't have to sing it the way I did, but chanting it like that does help carry the vibration, that very vibration of peace that it embodies. Use it as an energetic doorway to true peace. After all, I mean, who doesn't want peace? Really? So hear the word Shanti in your mind. Look, it's really easy. It's a sha, just long sha, and then an un, shan, and a ti. Shanti. Super easy. If you've done yoga, you will have come across it. So shanti, let it repeat. It's utterly simple. It doesn't require any thought whatsoever. Better no thought, actually. It's just the sound. No special equipment, just the sound, just the vibration of a single word, just as I have already done for you here today. So, shanti, shanti, shanti. Or if you want to chant it, hear it. Shanti, shanti, shanti. So one of the key differences of Sanskrit and English is that English tells you what something is, but Sanskrit tells you what it does. Big difference. Notice when I gave you the dictionary definition of peace, it said the absence of war, people getting on together, all of that sort of thing. So it tells you what something is. That's English, fine. But Sanskrit tells you what it does. So I can tell you that the Sanskrit word for peace is shanti, but the actual Sanskrit itself tells you what it does. It conveys its meaning in the sound. So through Sanskrit as a doorway, it can be the means to a direct experience or of the true meaning of things. So this doorway is a direct experience of the true meaning of things. So just remember, the English dictionary definition for peace is freedom from war and violence, especially when people live and work together happily without disagreements. Okie dokie, fine. But Sanskrit conveys the direct experience of peace through the word shanti. It's direct. So Sanskrit is not just an ancient language, but a doorway to universal peace, universal strength, and universal harmony. So it's so powerful. Shanti, shanti, shanti. I've got another quick example, and this is one I really like, which is the smile. The English definition of a smile is a facial expression characterized by an upward curving of the corners of the mouth and indicating pleasure, amusement, or derision. And another dictionary said, a pleased, kind, or amused facial expression, usually with corners of the mouth turned up. Okay, so far so good. But seriously, how does that actually help us talk about smile, understand what a smile is? And the Sanskrit for smile is smitam. And I'll talk about the smile after the break, because we're going to take a break now. And Sanskrit's got absolute magic in its real meaning of smile. So think about that smile when your baby first smiles at you, or when you see someone you love, or you meet up with an old friend, or you open a gift that's a surprise, or the radiance of a simple interaction with someone. Think of that smile, that expression, and then think of the dictionary definition of an amused facial expression with the corners of the mouth turned up. They're two different things, all right? Now, Sanskrit actually describes through direct experience the actual smile that we experience and when we see a smile or we smile ourselves. So Sanskrit's more on the direct real experience rather than the facial expression with the corners of the mouth turned up. So I'm going to be back after the break and I'm going to get into the real stuff about a smile.
When a caterpillar spins its cocoon, it undergoes a radical change. It lets go of the parts of its past that hold it back and reforms itself as an entirely new and beautiful creature. Are you in need of a similar rebirth? Dr. Tasselfaith is your priestess of metamorphosis, guiding you as you spin your cocoon and realize your greatest change. Metamorphosis. Lead with your magic, trust the unseen, experience quantum leaps. live on transformationtalkradio.com every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern Time.
Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why, or how the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become? This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Crust busting your way to an awesome life.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to The Secret Doorway to Peace, Strength, and Harmony with me, Sarah Main, and you're on Damayanti, the show for your soul. And today I've been talking about this secret doorway, and I gave you the experience of Shanti, peace, which is that beautiful Sanskrit word that conveys the very energy of peace in the word itself. And before the break, I was talking about a smile. And the dictionary, the English, it makes me laugh. The English definition is a pleased, kind, or amused facial expression, usually with the corners of the mouth turned up, you know, yawn. Okay, it may be technically accurate, but how does it relate to the warmth and the beauty and radiance of a simple interaction with someone that you love, or when your baby first smiles at you, or you get a gift that surprises you, or you give a gift, a surprise gift to someone, and they smile? You know, all right, the corners of the mouth may be turned up, but how does that actually help you? How does that allow you to find, step through that doorway to real experience? Well, the Sanskrit word for smile is smitam. And remember, Sanskrit tells you what something does. English tells you what it is, but Sanskrit tells you what it does. Big difference. So Sanskrit tells you what it does. Smitam, smile. So, you know, it makes you smile just thinking about the word smitam. So what's the direct experience of smitam, a smile? What is the direct experience of that? Well, actually, smitam comes from the root form in Sanskrit, smi. There are all these little seed or root forms. And that root form, smi, means to smile, to become radiant, to blossom fully like a flower, to smile, to become radiant, to blossom fully like a flower. Notice these are all actions, they're activities. There's an energy about them. It's not just a description of a thing. This is actually describing the action, the activity, to smile, to become radiant, to blossom fully like a flower. So Sanskrit's telling us that smitam, a smile, means to be radiant, to be fully blossomed, to fully bloomed and expanded. And this is what we do when we smile. Forget about the corners of the mouth turning up. That's just the body responding to the very energy of a smile. This is how the body registers it. We become radiant. And we do. People talk about the face lights up when we smile. We become radiant. And we blossom fully like a flower. We bloom fully, we're fully expanded. So a smile is literally, according to the Sanskrit, like a beautiful flower. And just as a flower fully blossoms in the warmth of spring sunshine after the bleakness of winter, so our radiant smiles fully in bloom, and it warms the hearts of all whom we meet. Okay, a smile is, as Shakespeare said, twice blessed. The radiance of a smile blesses the one that gives and the one that receives. Shakespeare was talking about mercy, and he says it's twice blessed. It blesseth him that gives and him that takes. So the one that gives and the one that receives. So a smile is transformative. The energy, the love, the warmth that fully blooms in our smile can change everything. Our smile warms and lights, it reassures, a smile can nourish, a smile can inspire and uplift, and a smile can bring joy. So one smile can relax, one smile can relax a tense moment, and it can lift a burden from one who is troubled. We can overlook all of this, and sure, there are fake smiles around, but we know the difference. Of course we do. We're universal, limitless beings as humans having a human experience, and of course we know a fake smile. But a true smile is transformative. It can lift the burden from one who is troubled. We feel it. A smile creates connection. It unifies. It brings people together. It can open a heart that's closed. It can spread a healing balm to someone afflicted. It can comfort those in need of a little joy in their life. It's easy, it's friendly, it's companionable. So this is all in smitam. And as usual, the Sanskrit tells us what it does. Sanskrit takes us way beyond the usual turned up corners of the mouth. It truly is a secret doorway. So I'm going to show you now and talk to you now about a little bit more magic, some more opportunities to experience that magic doorway, and about having your own energetic reminders of this magic that's here. As you can tell, I've got a deep love of Sanskrit. It's the beauty, its richness of meaning, the concepts it expresses, the wisdom, the sound, the energy, the resonance. It truly is for me a secret doorway to universal peace, strength, and harmony. And I was very fortunate to be introduced to Sanskrit at an early age. And I studied it at university. I really loved it. So I pondered how I could use Sanskrit. And I've taught Sanskrit to young, to children, and to adults. I studied it. Like I say, you know, it's just part of who I am. I don't know a time in my life when I didn't have some connection with Sanskrit. So I was pondering how I could use Sanskrit to be that energetic reminder for people who want to help along their path, their soul path, who want that doorway to experience, and especially without having to study Sanskrit for years. You know, for people who just, well, that's not going to happen. I'm not going to study. Well, you know, I get that. There's lots of things I'm not going to do. But I still wanted to offer this doorway to people, make it accessible. How could I do this simply? And I'd spent years teaching Sanskrit amongst other things. And so in the journey through conscious confidence, I created the Damayanti brand. And the reason for that was to open up a broader experience and a broader offering to those who are interested on their soul path. And part of that was to showcase some jewelry, especially carrying a Sanskrit message, because jewelry is personal. We wear it on our body. We carry it with us. We have it. And carry a Sanskrit message, a mantra. And so I created these 8 mantra collections. There's the Prema one, Universal Love, Prema, Universal Love, Prana, the breath of life, the life force, Prana, Satya, truth, Abhayam, fearlessness, Balam, true strength, Abhyasa, resilience, Shakti, divine energy, and Kshama, patience. So I read the English, universal love, the breath of life or life force, truth, fearlessness, true strength, resilience, divine energy, and patience. The Sanskrit's prema, prana, satya, abhayam, balam, abhyasa, shakti, and kshama. So these eight collections have just one, not all of those eight. Each collection has one of those Sanskrit mantras on them. And you can have it with you. Like I can just chant Shanti. I know that word Shanti, and I'm telling you that word and teaching that word to you. And Smitam, smile. So here are eight mantras: Prema, Prana, Satya, Abhayam, Balam, Abhyasa, Shakti, and Kshama, that all convey this energy of what they actually convey the energy of what they do. That's the magic of Sanskrit. It tells you what it does through the direct experience, through the energy, just like you may have experienced with Shanti. So I've had some amazing feedback already from people who love these pieces of jewelry and have connected with the resonance of deep memory and experience that's connected in the Sanskrit mantra. So one young woman told me that she got a piece that had balam, true strength, on it. And every time she puts this balam necklace on, I think it's in a circle pendant, she finds it reminds her of her beauty, her inner nature as a strong, powerful person. She told me this is not the strength of one who puts people down, but the strength of one who lifts others up. And I just loved that. She said that to me is, she said that's real strength to her, is lifting people up and not putting them down. And then another woman said she treasures her prema bangle, the pure love prema bangle. And one day she took it off at night and put it on her nightstand and she turned the light out and then realized that it was upside down, and she just had so much love and respect and care for the message that helped her stay connected to pure love, universal love, that she turned the light on and turned the bangle upside down the right way. And then there was a young guy who had a keychain, and he had to walk through a pretty dodgy part of town, and he had this Abhayam fearlessness keychain in his pocket, and he put his hand in his pocket and held it and spoke the word, because he was like pretty spooked and uneasy about where he was walking. And he just walked along with this, and it gave him this strength and courage and fearlessness, and he could connect with that within himself, and that was carrying this Abhayam keychain. So it's pretty cool. These pieces can strengthen the memory and give you that connection to universal peace, strength, harmony, those eight mantra collections. So Sanskrit's this incredible doorway, and these mantras really are powerful. So if you want to know more, go to my website, damayanti.store, and check out the store. There's also a blog. There's a full archive of my podcasts and shows. And I'm on social media on Facebook. I've got a Facebook group. Go and join there. I'd love to have you there. I'm on Instagram as well. So damayanti.store. And I'm going to sing some Sanskrit to you now. This is the peace prayer from the Yajurveda, the peace prayer from the Yajurveda. I taught this to children and adults, and the kids always loved it. So beautiful. In heaven, peace, peace in the space between. On earth, peace, on the waters, peace. In plants, peace, in trees, peace. Peace in all powers, in spirit, peace. Peace in everything. Peace alone, peace. Peace, peace, peace. Om Dyao Shanti Antarikshan Shanti Prithivi Shanti Apa Shanti Oshadhaya Shanti Vanaspataya Shanti Vishwe Deva Shanti Brahma Shanti Sarvam Shanti Shanti Reva Shanti Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Thank you for spending time with me on Damayanti, the show for your soul. To find out more about Damayanti or to get my book, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success, or to purchase my range of beautiful spiritual jewelry, go to my website, damayanti.store. That's damayanti.store. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.